This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get some feedback and maybe what the Heat can do aside from getting healthy, what they could do to kind of recalibrate. Obviously, a long time. 15 years as a head coach. Yeah, he looks so young still. You forget this guy played for a long time. Three-time NBA champion with the Lakers, was on good Pacers teams as well, battled the Knicks in the 90s. 15 years as a coach, as I said, it's Byron Scott. Coach, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing today, buddy? What's up,
man? What's going on? Nothing much. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Okay, so, I mean, it's about as ominous a start as you could possibly imagine, where, you know, you're down 30 midway through the third. You know, I mean, 60% of your starting five gets hurt. Listen, the Lakers are going to win the series anyway, but what in the world can Spoelstra do at this point to try to make up for that size gap, which is such an obvious advantage for AD and LeBron? It's a big disadvantage for Miami. How do you coach around that, Byron?
Like you said, that's a big disadvantage. There's really not a whole lot you can do. You can try to gum up the game as much as possible, which is obviously playing a lot more zone. You know, I remember a game we played against Miami when I was in New Orleans. Every make, you know, every time we scored, we went back in the zone. If we missed, we went back in man-to-man, and we had our rules on doubling Shaq in the post and doubling Dwayne on pick and roll. So, I mean, you just got to gummy it up as much as possible, because obviously you are outmanned from a talent standpoint. And Miami is, you know, like you just said, they're hurting. You know, they got two of their key players that were hurt last night, and I don't think Dragic will probably be playing in the next game or the rest of the series, period. Bam might be a different story, but they're just at a huge disadvantage going into the series, and now you lose two of your best players. It's going to be hard.
Yeah. So tell us, did that zone after makes and man after misses, did it work?
We beat them.
Oh, nice. So yeah, it did.
I mean, Dwayne Wade still had a heck of a game, but yeah, we were able to kind of eliminate Shaq's touches, and every time he did touch it, we were able to double team him. So it did work, but you know, and Miami is a team that is very smart. They could do something like this. We had a very smart team in New Orleans with Chris Paul and Tyson Chandler and, you know, David West and those guys. We were very, you know, we had a very high basketball IQ on that team, so it was very easy to do. And I see Miami being that way too, as long with being gritty. But it, you know, it's like you said, when you're in a disadvantage like this, you got to throw something at them that they haven't seen. You got to try to keep them out balance with zone and with man and with traps and with boxing ones. I mean, you got to try to throw the gamut at them right now.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's like trying to stop Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs. You got to do everything, even if it doesn't work. You know, let me take a different angle here, Byron. Obviously, the Lakers are one of the great franchises in NBA history, and it's been a while. Can you speak to the relevance, the importance of what LeBron has done since he came here? Obviously, last year was disappointing. He got hurt and missed a ton of games. But this season in particular, it feels like the Lakers that I think I grew up watching and a lot of people around the country grew up watching.
Well, you know what? I just want to say something to all the Lakers fans that when LeBron first signed here, they were against it. You know, didn't like it, was upset, you know, and I'm not being one of them because I love LeBron. I think LeBron is, you know, he will go down as one of the greatest players that ever played in this game, if not the, you know, there's going to be some, you know, some debates on that stuff as well. But, you know, I was happy he came here, and then, you know, you followed up with AD. Those fans who were disappointed, now they're probably jumping back on the bandwagon. This is so big for the city of Los Angeles again, especially for the Lakers organization. To be relevant again is huge. Like you said, it's one of the best franchises in all of sports. This you know, series right here, you know, when they win it, I'm not going to say if, because I know they're going to win this series. Mm-hmm. Now there are 17 championship banners that will be hanging up there, which ties the Boston Celtics. So it has a lot of meanings to this series that's going on right now. So I'm, you know, very proud to have wore that purple and gold and excited about them being back in the finals. And it's been a while, you know, 10 years since they won their last championship. And that's a drought for this organization. For a lot of organizations, that's no big deal,
yeah.
You know, being gone that long. But for the Laker organizations and the Laker fans, you know, that's a long, long time not to be relevant again.
Yeah, but Byron, what was the source of the either anger or discontent? Like, when LeBron signed with the Lakers, why were people unhappy?
A lot of people that were unhappy were big Kobe fans. And, you know, they just didn't like the fact that LeBron was coming. And I don't know if it had anything to do with basketball. That's the thing about it. I know Kobe was very happy that LeBron came here. He was excited that LeBron was coming to wear the purple and gold. He also knew that LeBron being here, you know, would give, you know, the organization a chance to be back at the top of the mountain again. So I think a lot of it just didn't have to do – it had nothing to do with basketball whatsoever. It was just the fact that you have a lot of, you know, people in Los Angeles that love the hell out of, you know, out of KB, Kobe
yep.
Bryant, which
yep.
is understandable.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And they just didn't want, you know, LeBron here for that reason only.
Okay.
I just don't think it had anything to do with basketball, to be honest with you.
I got you. Talking to Byron Scott and many championships, 3 with the Lakers, and when they were just running up and down and banging $130 on you, that team was phenomenal. That's the team we grew up with. Obviously, a lot of coaching benchmarks and high points, the Nets with getting them to the finals, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You've been around the game for a long time, and you really were a good player. You can D, you can shoot, you could get to the rim. I've always trusted your basketball acumen and your instincts, and I'm curious how you answer this. When you consider everything, Byron, is it a stretch? Because Tiki and I were talking about this yesterday. I was pointing out just the basketball life of Pat Riley. Are we at a win or lose? Are we at a point that you can make a case that even more so than Red Auerbach, even more so than Jerry West, has Pat Riley had maybe the best basketball career encompassing everything of anybody in the history of basketball?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You talk about from his playing days, you know, he won a championship as a player, from his coaching days where he was able to win multiple championships with the Lakers, going over to coach New York where he changed the whole culture of that organization. They didn't win a championship, but they were relevant every single season.
Yep.
To go to Miami to win a championship and then to go in the front office, see what he's done with Eric Spoelstra, see what he's done with this organization and the roster that they put together. If you look at his resume and what he's been able to accomplish in the NBA from a player to an executive, I think he's one of the greatest ever to do it in the game. You know, so yeah, I don't think that's a stretch of the imagination whatsoever, because that's how I look at it. I look at everything that he has accomplished in this game of basketball, from player to present day. I don't know if there's anybody who's been more successful than Pat Riley.
Yeah, no, it's hard to argue that. We talked about it a couple of days ago, and it's you're confirming, you know, the reality of it. What was the number, BT? 20-something percent.
25% of 74 NBA finals Pat Riley's been a part of on some level,
yeah,
Byron.
25%! That's a crazy number.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
when you throw numbers like that, that's like Tiger back in the day when he was winning tournaments.
That's right.
So he was winning, you know, he was winning 30% of golf tournaments, which is still unheard of as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's 3 out of 10 golf tournaments that he entered, he won. And, you know, most guys in golf at that particular time, if you won 3 a year, that was unbelievable. You know, so you look at those numbers, 25 out of 74 that Ryle's been involved in some capacity, that's an unbelievable number.
Yeah, no, that is enough. We only have about a minute left here, Byron. Magic Johnson was such a big part of bringing LeBron. We know it ended oddly, him kind of throwing shade at Rob Pelinka. Is everything copacetic with the Lakers and Magic, and obviously with the Kobe thing happening and Pelinka, obviously their relationship, and Jeannie Buss? Is everything cool here?
I'm not sure. You know, because of COVID-19, I haven't seen Irving. You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of people, as you guys probably know, and probably on, you know, in your circle of friends, you probably haven't seen a whole lot of people as well. So I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I can tell you this, and I'm sure Irvin is feeling a lot of pride in what he was able to kind of put together with Rob Pelinka, because I'm not taking nothing from Rob, because I think Rob's done a great job with the organization. But those two guys together, you know, were able to get – LeBron James, those two guys together talked about AD. AD ends up here. And then when Magic left, obviously Rod had to fill out the roster and did a heck of a job of doing that. So I don't know if everything is copacetic. I would, if I had to guess, I would say yes, it is, especially with Jeannie and Magic. But as far as Rob and Magic, I don't know what that dynamic is. But I would hope that, you know, the water is under the bridge. Everything is cool, and everybody's moved on. And both of those guys, along with Jeannie, are sitting back right now enjoying this run and looking forward to holding up that trophy and putting a parade, a virtual parade, I guess.
Yeah, right. Hey, Byron.
Going down L.A., that's for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.